Welcome in this carrier update. Donnie, going to start here by looking at diesel fuel again. Continued its decline. Maybe not quite as fast as it had been declining, but well, I think it's because the rack price is stable.
This is what I was more worried about. Was this going to continue to go up, or right now it seems to have plateaued off? So this is what we need to watch over the next couple of days to see which direction it goes. If it goes up, that could stop this fairly quickly. If this goes back down from here, then this will continue.
Yep.
I'm going to change my theory. I think diesel fuel will drop below $4 a gallon by the end of the year.
Yeah, I think this drop that really started, what, December 7th, right around there? This drop over the last, what is that, 10 days, 12 days?
Yeah, it really accelerated.
It accelerated, right? We've been in this downward decline for, I think John Kingston said it earlier, it's like the 8th straight week, the DOE price has dropped week over week. Seeing this acceleration, though, is the part that should have carriers really, and part of me wonders if some of the reason why we haven't seen spot rates move up maybe as aggressively as we, or up at all, right? We've seen them decline. Is this is something that's come down too. And you look at spot rates, it's an all-in rate. Fuel affects to some extent that rate.
Well, your theory, I get your theory. It doesn't work that way.
I know. It was more of a...
When diesel fuel goes up, they try not to increase those spot rates.
No.
Drivers try to.
Yeah.
But owner-operators try to push those rates up. Shippers don't want to.
No.
But when diesel fuel comes down, shippers try to push the rates down even further. So it's a...
Well, yes. That's, I think, the benefit. Where I was trying to get to was that over the next few days, carriers should benefit because rates will move up and diesel prices have come down.
You look at just the beginning of the month here, we're at, you know, $4.25.
Yeah.
So here we're down 20 cents a gallon over just this part of the month so far.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a little bit of a big relief. I'm starting to see pictures on social media where in some areas diesel is getting below $3 a gallon.
Yeah.
I bought diesel last week at $3.20. So I'm getting excited as well. But, you know, it can turn back and go the other way real quick if something else happens.
Yeah.
And it goes up a lot faster than it comes down.
I think it was more of a, this is the time where you might see spot rates should see spot rates increase. That is a benefit. When you see diesel prices declining, it helps boost like that, your profitability.
Yeah, your profitability.
And I think that's something that's important right now.
Let's check out the split here. The split still, it's been dropping. We're down to 139, but still plenty of room to get these rates below $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see that gap between wholesale and retail.
How fast it can
retail and wholesale.
Narrow.
Has been dropping pretty rapidly over the past 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
If this gets too low, then that will also, if this gets too tight, that will also revert the decline in diesel fuel.
And the reason why station owners and that retail price is so, let's say, it reacts to this more than it, and obviously the rack price, but the volatility. I mean, look at how fast that, think of this as the margin for a station owner based from their cost to what they sell it. This likely covers overhead. It covers taxes and everything on diesel. That when that spread collapses, I mean, like you said, we were at almost $1.60 a few days ago. Now we're at below $1.40. It's a 20 cent decline in the spread. That's 20 cents in margin that they don't have that they had just a few days ago. That 20 cents now, right here, it's healthy. If it, say, we were at $1.10 or $1.20 and it goes to $1.90, like, that's where you're going to see diesel prices really kind of increase.
So their profitability can collapse very quickly.
Yeah.
And they can go selling diesel they can be losing money.
Mm-hmm.
So they
it's not a money maker. And I think that's the part people tend to forget. They think it's price gouging or things like that. In some cases, it can be, and that's individual stations. But in aggregate, they're not trying to make money on diesel fuel. They're trying to cover their costs, which is completely fair. They want you inside the store because that's where the higher margin items lie.
Yes, they want you to come in there and buy that cup of coffee.
Yep.
Let's see what's kind of moving around here in the drive-in markets here, since we're looking at drive-in today.
This a lot of white.
Is kind of depressing to me, because we should hopefully, I was wanting to see more markets moving around, but the ones that are moving, they're very rural markets for the most part. We do see, as far as a blue, there's not anything that's super big that's a blue market that's starting to move. We do have Salt Lake City. But a lot of these are, you know, in the Midwest. Although we know we do see a lot more of these blues in the Midwest here that are moving around. These Virginia markets are small markets. Mobile, Alabama, small market. Joplin, Missouri, a little bit bigger of a market, but still kind of a medium-sized market. But the ones that are moving around aren't the, and I was hoping for an Atlanta, Dallas.
You need
Dallas.
To see, that's where you need to see it, is your Ontario, your Dallas, your Atlantas. When those markets start moving in a tightening in a significant manner, that's what's going to help boost spot rates on a national level, because those are the markets that lead everything else.
Yeah. Go ahead and pop two forward here, one more. If we pull up our rejection rates on a regional level, we can see here the South has picked up a lot of volumes here, the Southeast. The Midwest here, they're very close, but the Midwest has a lot more higher rejection rates. So their pricing power for carriers out of the Midwest is going to be a lot stronger than it is the Southeast.
Yeah.
We're going to look at Atlanta today. Atlanta's struggling.
Yep.
And while I was hoping to see rates moving up, you're going to be surprised what you see. But again, the Midwest still leads the way.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.